We know that we have a broken international protection system. We know that communities have not received proper consultation across the country. We know that there has been immense profiteering by some in the private sector on the back of a lack of a plan by government. So what we have committed to is the consultation that is needed, respecting communities, ensuring that these centres are located in communities that are best equipped, that have the resources in terms of GPs, school places, transportation links that are required, ending that profiteering and making sure that we transition to state-run centres, but also making sure that it's a fair system, that it's run efficiently, and that when people are from countries that are deemed to be safe, that they are returned and if need be, deported. That is not happening at the moment.
Now, some might argue that this document is timed when we're hearing talk about a potential general election in the months ahead. Some might say that this is a political stunt by Sinn Féin in terms of trying to claw back votes from the independents. And up until now, your party hasn't really taken a firm stance on the immigration issue.
I think the difficulty is that we have had a strong stance, and that's clear if you look through the Dáil record again and again, but it has been misrepresented, and we accept that. We haven't been heard. We haven't been front-footed in terms of, you know, our policy positions, our solutions, more importantly, because we have a broken system there that has treated both genuine asylum seekers and also communities that are hosting them really, really badly. So we have laid out now a real plan, one that's based on, you know, treating communities with respect, making sure that these centres are located in communities best equipped to host them, and making sure that we treble the staff, for example, in the application system so that genuine asylum seekers can stay and be integrated in this country. But those who aren't genuine are returned and, if necessary, deported, because right now that just isn't happening. So this is a broken system. We would acknowledge that our position has been misrepresented, but it won't be misrepresented anymore. We have laid out now a clear plan that nobody can misrepresent and that people can see, and I believe that it will win hearts and minds of the people ahead of the next election.